Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Thursday. Jim Wyatt. Now on the line with us. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
You and the family well? Staying safe?
Everybody's staying safe, yeah. Spend a lot of time at home, you know, from a work standpoint. It's not a whole lot different from me just because of the NFL offseason just kept on rolling with free agency and now the draft. And, you know, I've kind of gotten used to working at home over the years when I worked with the Tennesseans. So, it's for me, it's been nice to have people, my family back in the house and be able to spend more time with them while I've been able to work and get some stuff done. And hopefully people are staying safe and we'll be back to a point where people can get out again and enjoy the world. But it's nice to have the draft to kind of change the conversation and to kind of give something for people to watch that's live and not the game that's 10, 20, 30 years old.
We've been watching the 2005 draft on ESPN2 this morning. You remember that draft?
That was the Pac-Man Jones draft. I do remember that draft well.
Yes, it was. It was
Mike
the Pac-Man
Vrabel
Jones.
Mike makes an appearance maybe during the telecast of that draft, too, a young Mike Vrabel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at some point, because they've shown that before, and I think about a week ago I saw that and he was on there. So keep on watching, and I think he makes an appearance at some point.
Well, you know who they've been showing the whole time in the first round, and it's still hard to watch. I remember the first go around watching it in 2005, but it's hard to watch even 15 years later. You know what draft this is? This is the Aaron Rodgers draft. And
yeah,
the uncomfortable Aaron Rodgers just sitting at the table waiting. Waiting.
Yeah, I think,
and
I
waiting.
Think he got the last laugh on this one though, and I
he
think
did.
He used that as maybe extra motivation for a little payback you know, for all the teams that passed on him. You know, people always ask me about the one that got away, and I think if you're in that 2005 draft and you needed a quarterback in any fashion at all, you know, you look back at that, it's got to be a painful reminder of what could have been, because if the Titans take Aaron Rodgers there, they don't take Vince Young in 2006. They don't take Jake Locker in 2011. They don't take Marcus Mariota in 2015, and you're picking in other positions. But with all that said, you're probably not picking, you know, at 3, you know, 8 and 2 either.
Gosh,
could you guys
think
imagine?
About that? Just think about what you just said. Oh, my gosh, how different everything would have been.
If he sat behind McNair for a year or two. I mean, if it played out like it did in Green Bay where he sat, I mean, just think about that. That's crazy.
What do you think the reaction would have been? You were on the beat at that time. What do you think the reaction in this market would have been if the Titans would have pulled the trigger and drafted Aaron Rodgers, drafted a quarterback in 05?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly, obviously McNair was kind of near the end here. He ended up getting traded to the Ravens the following offseason. But it wasn't until really 2005, I guess, when he really showed signs of maybe not slowing down. He had a little bit of a resurgence in Baltimore, but obviously had to deal with a lot of injuries during that season. Some people wouldn't have liked it, but I don't think a lot of people in Green Bay liked it, obviously, when they picked him, because they felt like they were in pretty good position. But when you make those decisions, you got to do it with the future in mind, and you got to give the Packers credit for being patient with him, and now their patience has paid off.
No doubt about it. So we've seen the setup. We saw John Robinson and Mike Vrabel speak via Zoom this week to the media. And John Robinson set up at his house. How do you think, what are we in for tonight in the next 3 days? We've never seen anything like this. How do you think this is all going to play out?
Well, hopefully it'll be a smooth process. And, I know John, has raved about IT department you know, with the Titans, and I know all those guys who do such a great job, and they've spent a lot of time getting him ready and getting other people ready for the weekend. And, you know, they had a team practice run this, you know, last week, and had another practice run throughout the league earlier in the week on Monday that I think, my understanding, had some glitches maybe at the start, but other than that, it went reasonably well. Hope everything goes smoothly, but you know, I think I'd have to admit I'm a little bit skeptical that, you know, you're trying this for the first time, that there's not going to be some hiccups along the way. You know, does that mean somebody's going to miss out on somebody that they wanted? I think I'd be surprised if the league let that happen, because that would be a nightmare for them to try to explain or talk a team down if they missed out on a player that they wanted because of some kind of a glitch in the process. You know, maybe there's a delay here or there as they work some things through. But I'm hoping it goes well. I mean, I'm hoping everything on my end goes well. I mean, I'm usually, first round of the draft, I've been there, since I've worked with the Titans, whether that was in, Chicago or Philadelphia or Dallas or Nashville last year. I was going to be in Vegas this year. And so this year, working the draft from home is going to be different. You know, the bulk of the draft, I worked at the team facility, and that's where you had press conferences, and that's where you had that's where you kind of operated from. This year, when a guy is picked, we'll have to write the story obviously as fast as possible. We're going to have the player that's going to be on a conference call with media members right after that at some point at the end of the night, tonight and tomorrow night. Everybody will be on a Zoom call with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, and you hope all that process goes well. But I know storms are in the area today, and hoping my DirecTV doesn't go out, and hoping my internet stays firing, and hoping I don't have any issues here, because I haven't had IT guys out at my house getting me set up. So you're talking to them, so hopefully it goes well. I think there's a greater chance of me having trouble than John Robinson.
Oh boy!
It's like really good point. We are. What are your thoughts on the storms?
What are your thoughts on the Titans pick? I don't know. The internet went down, so I couldn't tell you.
Yes, I've got a backup plan. I've got, I guess, my home Wi-Fi, but then I do have a backup, a couple of backup Wi-Fis that hopefully I can kick in if something goes wrong. But dropped counting on my DirecTV not to go out, and hopefully that won't happen.
There was one year I think I missed the entire All-Star game, that midsummer night. There was one year. I think Roger Clemens was pitching in Houston. He was all excited. He was hosting everybody. He got drilled in the first inning. I don't think I saw anything. We lost power, or the DirecTV signal went out or something. And I just remember thinking, well, I just missed the All-Star game. Of course, on that night, you're desperate for things to watch. So this popped into my mind. But Jim, let's talk about I'm looking at all these different mock drafts. It looks like most of the picks that people are making center around defensive line, offensive line, and defensive back. If you had to guess, do you think it'll come from one of those three positions?
I think that's a good possibility. And I'm doing kind of a mock draft roundup that I'm going to put out here shortly. And I think, I'd agree that most of them are D-line, O-line, cornerback, and then maybe edge rusher, too, is another one that that factors in. I would say I would, if I had to place a bet, I'd bet that that's one of those positions. But also, there's a chance when you play some bets that you get to take the field. And wouldn't scoff at someone who took the field either away from those picks, because this team has some needs and outside of those positions. And if there's a great player there, somebody that slides to them, it wouldn't shock me if they went there with that first pick. And I mean receiver. As much as I don't think that's a pressing need, it just depends on who's there. The team needs a backup running back. I don't know that I would take one at the first pick. But let's say Swift falls there, and And I think you have to have a moment to pause and think about it, and then you potentially could move out of that slot and get somebody, you know, maybe at the top half of the second round while getting an extra pick. So I think there's a whole bunch that's in play, and I think that's what makes this draft so interesting for the Titans is you know, so many areas that you could go in, and with the possibility of also moving out, which I think enhances the chances of taking a wild card pick.
The other thing that I have given some thought of, because it's going to be impossible for me. I don't follow the particular names like a lot of you guys do. But one thing that dawns on me with the position they're in each particular year, it seems like they're in a better spot in that they don't have so many holes to fill that they're desperate. You know, they can really be picky because they've done such a good job, I think, of constructing the roster. That does give you options. It gives you advantages, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I look at the offense today on April 23rd, and I think you could almost name your 11 starters, and I'm counting Dennis Kelly at right tackle in that. But, you know, I think the team's in really good place on offense, and even on the defensive side of the ball. You know, yeah, you've got some holes you need to fill, but, you know, it's not like the cupboard's bare at any one position. They need depth in the secondary and need to get more dynamic getting after the quarterback. But I think that helps you. I mean, there's some drafts where, you know, you do these mock draft roundups, at least I do, and if I polled 50 mock drafts, I think you'd have probably 20 people picking the same guy just because they've been able to identify a position of need, or and then you're picking a player of need from there. I'm doing this year, and there's 20, you know, out of 50, there's 20 different players that are being mocked to the Titans. And I think that shows you that not only the wide variety of positions that they could go in, but also just, you know, a bunch of players there who might fit them better. And I do think John Robinson's done a good job of kind of constructing this roster where he has got, you know, some solid players up front, but now at a point you need some guys to add to it. And I think what also gives you optimism is you look at last year's draft class and you know, guys like Jeffrey Simmons, A.J. Brown, and Nate Davis, and, you know, David Long. You know, there's a bunch of guys who helped right out of the gate. And Monty Hooker's another one of them. I mean, so you can get production from your rookie class when you do it well.
Jim Wyatt is with us from TennesseeTitans.com. So if just looking at this, you said if you're a betting man, do you think that John Robinson picks tonight, or do you feel like that there's a chance he trades out, in just your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had to bet, now, I think he'd like to move out of that pick and get an extra pick, and I certainly think it could happen, but I also know that sometimes, you know, you're not able to find what you're looking for as far as trade value. So I had to bet, I'd bet he picks at 29, but I also would bet that he's trying to move out and pick somewhere else. I just think that, you know, when you're considering what you're going to do there, you got to consider a lot of factors. I think one of them is, yeah, I think there's a chance that somebody he really likes might be there. Two, I think that you potentially could run into trouble finding trade value to get out of that spot. And because of that, I think I'd like my chances of sticking at 29 and picking.
The reason that I've leaned towards that he tries to trade out is I look at the fourth round and they don't have a fourth round pick. And I feel like that could be a good spot for them to find some of the positions of need, you know, whether it be a backup running back or something else. And so that's kind of why I've leaned that way. I don't know if you've looked at it like that he might want to try and get a fourth round pick, but that's my rationale.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I definitely agree with you there. I mean, when you look at the draft order and you see him picking at 93 in the third round and then not have another pick to 174 in the fifth, I can't imagine him being satisfied with going to bed on Friday night knowing you're not going to have a pick until deep in the, you know, fifth round. And I think general managers love to go to sleep and wake up the next morning and kind of look at players and spots where you think you can start getting these, you know, later round gems. And So I think he's definitely going to try to get that fourth-round pick back. But I also think there's other ways you can do it that don't necessarily involve the 29th pick.
I really enjoyed the article you had on the website where you got to talk to Brad Hopkins and John Runyon and Chris Sanders and talk about their sons going through the draft process. How much fun was that for you to be able to do that?
It was great. I mean, just because you can tell just how proud those guys are. And I certainly remember them when I was first covering the team. I mean, writing a story like that makes me feel old because I remember when these guys were playing and I remember when their kids were a little bitty. And now here we are, their kids are getting ready to take the step into the National Football League. So it's just crazy just how much time passes. I think about my early days of covering the team and seeing some of these guys and now, seeing how they've grown into men and having families of their own and now having kids that they're giving advice to about how to handle the process. It's neat because all the guys I talked to, they're Brad Hopkins and Chris Sanders and John Runyon, three guys I have a lot of respect for and certainly rooting for their sons along with them. But, they all sent me pictures of, them with their kids when they were little bitty. I mean, carrying them around and having them at training camps and picking them up after games. And, it is crazy just to see how much time has passed. And, Blaine Bishop's son is heading off to college to play, coming up. And Eddie George has had a son that played in college. And, there's so many guys, Lorenzo Neal, the same way. So all these guys from those early years are now seeing their sons do some good things, which is definitely neat to see. I appreciate you mentioning it.
Yeah, that was a good article. I enjoyed it, too. And I know those quotes were real. Because that's when I read the quotes from those guys, especially Brad and especially Chris Sanders, I know that's exactly the way they talk. I mean, Chris is such a goofball in a lovable way that some of those quotes you had about him biting his fingernails, I mean, that is so Chris Sanders. So I know those were legit quotes. I was laughing as I was reading them. I enjoyed the article as well.
I wish I could have put audio with it because he was kind of doing his impersonation to Jeff Fisher talking.
Yeah, he's so animated.
Yes, and was said he sounded like Barry White. You could hear his mustache through the phone. I got a kick out of that. I wish I could have played the audio of you hearing his Fisher impersonation. But it's funny, those guys had their draft nights and their draft weekends, and now here they are going to be a part of it as fathers. And now every one of them said this is going to be a lot tougher, to deal with as a dad than it was as a player because you don't have any control at all in this process, no matter which side you're on, whether you're a dad or a son. But at least you want your kids to do well, and you don't want them to have any kind of disappointment. You want them to be put in the best position possible. So I know there's a lot of anxiety, from the fathers as well.
Last thing, any of your Vandy guys end up on the Titans?
Yeah, I think Keyshawn Vaughn's a great tandem fit with Derrick Henry just because he's fast and he catches the ball well out of the backfield and he can run through defenders as well. I like him. I think Kalijah Lipscomb is an interesting player along with Pickney too. So, it'd be neat to see. Kari Blasingame has done a great job since joining the team last year, and I think he'd love to have a teammate there alongside him.
Boy, it's going to be fun to watch. It's not Titans Online anymore, right? It's TennesseeTitans.com, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, TennesseeTitans.com. It's But the website kind of looks the same, and everything's remained the same other than the name switch. So, it's been packed with draft coverage, and it's going to be a busy weekend too because this is a busy night. Titans will be picking late tonight. Have a couple of picks tomorrow, and then it's going to be a flurry on Saturday with all these other picks. So it should be hopping with stories and videos and analysis, all kinds of draft content there.
Keep up the good work. You and the family continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, you too. That is Jim Wyatt. TennesseeTitans.com is how you, where you can find his work, and they do have a ton of content. And I was going to bring that up, Chase. I'm glad you did. If you didn't read that article, it was really – I really enjoyed it, just talking about Brad Hopkins and Chris Sanders and John Runyon and how, you know, they're hoping that their sons get picked in the draft somewhere.
And I know Bryson has obviously gotten a lot of notoriety just because he's projected to, you know, to go relatively high, maybe second round, potentially first. But, you know, so we've talked a lot about Bryson Hopkins and had Brad on a few weeks ago. But C.J. Sanders and John Runyon Jr., going to be cool to see that next generation. And I know it's just I remember their dads. You remember their dads when they played. So it's neat.
Well, the quote's not so Chris Sanders. I mean, right?
Oh, it's perfect.
It's like so Chris Sanders. I was just laughing going, of course that's his quotes. And Willie, how many times did we play music trivia with Chris Sanders and he blurred out the name Barry White, right?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Hilarious. That was one of the funniest series of segments that we had, the Name That Tune with him that one season.
Classic.
He was killing us. He was killing us. He was so comically bad at getting. He could never get the right answer, but his answer would always make us burst out laughing.
Conway Twitty.
He knew it was dead wrong. I mean, he just he was way off base. But the one thing that I thought about when you guys were talking about that, I can vividly remember after practice we would be doing those last hours of the show, Darren. Everybody was leaving, right? But they would let the kids run on the field. Right? You know, the guys would be done. They'd be sweating like crazy. They'd take the pads off and stuff, but they would be standing out on the field, John Runyon and Brad Hopkins and all these guys, and their kids would be running around with a football and just doing whatever, right? So I can remember those kids for sure. Yeah. And now here they are about to get picked in the draft, and it's been so much fun watching them grow up.
I can take it a step further. I remember when we had CJ in studio with us after he was in the movies, right? After he was a movie star when he was a kid.
That's right.
Yep.
I loved how Jim titled it, and it was taking a quote from B-Hop, now it's their turn. I think that was the perfect way to put it, and Brad said that in the article about, you know, not only his son, but CJ and John. So that's going to be neat. We'll see where they all end up, but now their new chapter starts.
Brad was about 70 to 80 pounds heavier in those pictures than he is today.
Isn't it funny how offensive linemen and defensive linemen, when they retire, they lose a bunch of weight.
And I think Chris Sanders is bigger than when he played.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Skill players tend to gain weight. The linemen lose weight.
Well, I'm not saying that he gained weight. He probably just gained a lot more muscle.
Chris. Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to catch up to his college roommate, Galloway. Maybe he's trying to look like him when he played. Wasn't it Galloway? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's right. Yeah, Joey Galloway.
Or no, wait a minute. Who was the other Ohio State? I'm thinking of Ohio State receiver, the one that everybody used to always kind of whispers of, is he juicing? Like, he's huge.
I don't know, but it says in the article his roommate was Joey Galloway, so you're right there.
Or is that
are you
David
talking about Boston?
David Boston is who I'm thinking of. Yeah, David Boston. Remember everybody would always be like, somebody needs to test him. He's huge for a receiver.
I don't know. But
yeah, Willie's breaking up. This is what's in store maybe tonight.
Willie's practicing for the draft.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Hour number three. Just around the corner here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.